Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big and blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
We track our next winter storm. It's prompting an ABC 15 Weather Action Day.
Another ABC 15 Weather Action Day.
On Thursday, and today will be the last ride day before that storm moves in. In the valley, expect a rainy, just soggy Thursday across the Phoenix area.
Oh, you got to batten down the hatches, because on Thursday, that's tomorrow, Mac.
It will be an ABC 15 Weather Action Day.
That is not good, because when there is a...
It will be an ABC 15 Weather Action Day.
That means, mass flooding. Don't go on the highways. Get the boat out.
You know, for a couple years, I never understood why television stations here in Phoenix went so like...
It will be an ABC 15 Weather Action Day.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be... Because they rebroadcast up north. Up north, they're going to get a ton of snow. Up north, they're going to get like 20, 30 inches of snow. Okay.
I don't care about that.
I didn't know that they broadcast all the way up there. So I'm like, who cares what it's going to do in Flagstaff? That's like 2.5 hours away. Now we know, now I know that they go all over the state. So they tell everybody all over the state. But here's what you need to know.
Okay.
Tomorrow into Friday, if you have softball games, they'll be canceled and wiped out.
This is awful.
They're all canceled.
What?
Due to lack of interest.
That's
and
not
because
true.
Of the rain.
That is not true.
But we are going to get 1 to 2 inches of rain here. And guess what? Doug Ducey's happy because the snow melt on top of all the mountains are going to fill up the aquifers and we're not going to be in a drought anymore. That's what you need to know.
This is what it's going to sound like tomorrow.
Yes. Here.
I have 10 more seconds. Hold on.
I shall.
Hold on.
I am. I don't want to get blown away.
That makes me want to pee.
You're listening to the Big Four at Four. Big Four at Four!
We've got wind.
Big Four at Four!
Wind in
this
the valley.
This segment is dead. Go!
The Big Four at Four. Big Story 2.
It will be an ABC 15 Weather Action
Day. Wait a minute!
You don't want to do more weather?
No!
All right, we'll do this.
Big Story 2.
United States of America, for God's sake. It's time to lift our heads up, man.
Come on, man.
Not walk around staring at the ground.
All right, that's Joe Biden.
What is he doing?
Will he run for president?
I thought he said yes. No?
He has not said yes.
We're going through that again.
Publicly, Biden says he has not made a decision yet. He says he thinks there's a tendency in the U.S. to start this whole process too early, but that he will have a decision to announce soon. And sources close to the former vice president tell us they get a sense that he is likely to run.
Oh, stop it. Stop with this.
You're talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Joe Biden and all the speculation. We went through this the last election, and guess what? He did not run. He won't run. He shouldn't run. Stop with the speculation, Uncle Joe. Just go away.
He should run.
No.
And he will run.
He will not.
You know why he will?
It's bad campaign.
You know why he will?
No.
Do you want to know? Why
no.
Will run.
No, but go ahead.
His son passed away.
And that was
one of the big reasons that he says he didn't run. There has been some time now.
In 2016.
Yeah, there has been some time now. And, you know, maybe he didn't feel it in his gut before. He could give Donald Trump a run for his money.
Nah.
Well, I'm just saying, if you look at the polls in Arizona, and you know what? I don't believe any polls. You shouldn't believe any polls. You should just listen to me. I'll tell you who will win the election.
Oh, right.
That's what I always do.
Because you always do the polls, right? Yeah.
No, the polls are terrible. But this particular poll says in Arizona, Biden 46%, Trump 46%.
But that could be anybody.
Of course.
I mean, the country is split still. I mean, it's not as though this president has ingratiated himself to every American, especially independents.
Right, exactly.
Right, so it could be, you know, Donald Duck at 46%. I mean, I don't believe any of this crap, too. But remember, Joe Biden has run twice.
He was a horrible presidential candidate.
He was a horrible presidential candidate.
But that was before he was vice president for 8 years.
And even still, he should have run right after Obama, and he didn't.
Well,
so I,
there was a reason for
the
that.
Sun has set on Joe Biden.
This is the United States.
Oh, stop!
For God's sake!
For God's sake!
I'm holding my head up. I'm walking.
It's time to lift our heads up, man.
I have my head up, Joe.
Your head is buried.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
At least my head is in my, well, where your head is.
It's been there for a long time, to be quite honest.
I know.
Surprised you don't talk like this. Stand at the ground. How you doing, Mac?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, guess where my head is.
Yeah, butt hat.
You're listening to the Big Four at 4. What we do at 4 o'clock is we bring you 4 big blockbuster stories.
Uh-huh.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 3.
I'm very disgusted at some of the media. Defamation calling me.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Is that Joe Biden?
No.
Oh.
That's former Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
What is he talking about?
So, one of his right-hand men says, I will run for sheriff in 2020.
Oh, wait. One of his right-hand men who also was caught up in doing bad things under Joe Arpaio?
Jerry Sheridan, Arpaio's second-in-command in his last 6 years in office, maybe his worst 6 years in office.
Maybe.
Because Arpaio didn't start out bad. He started out good, and then he got bad.
Jerry Sheridan, the guy who was found guilty of contempt of court disobeying the judge's order to stop Arpaio's immigration suite?
Him.
Yeah. Oh, please.
I will tell you, if this is the case, Sheriff Penzone is probably doing jumping jacks right now.
Absolutely.
No, it's not jumping jacks. What do you do when you're
jump
happy? Jump for joy?
Well, I mean, if you
high
like
fives.
Exercise.
It's not jumping jacks. Nobody does a jumping jack if they're happy. What do you do if you're happy? You jump up and down,
No,
right?
If you're happy and you know it, you clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, you clap your hands.
All right, I'm over that.
If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, you clap your hands.
Can we go back to weather?
It will be an ABC 15 weather action day.
You know how bad it's gotten? I'm not making this up. There is someone in the media on Twitter who has spotted ducks in a field full of snow and said the ducks are getting ready for more snow. Stop it! Stop it!
Just going to rain tomorrow. It's not an atomic
Stop
river.
It.
Let's get back to
atmospheric river.
Whatever it is. Jerry Sheridan.
Why? Why run? You're disgraced. Your boss was disgraced.
You know why he's going
to
run?
You're not going to get elected. To what, for Joe Arpaio to step in?
No. Well, put it this way. Maybe this guy is going to run to implement what Arpaio implemented before Arizona or Maricopa County fired him.
But he's got to get elected.
I don't know why anybody... most of the time, I don't give a crap who people vote for. Right. I don't tell you who to vote for, unless it's
Diane Douglas. Right.
If it's Diane Douglas.
So there you go.
Don't vote for Diane Douglas.
Not even for your book club. Don't make her president of your book club.
I single-handedly got her booted out of office. But I don't tell you who to vote for, and I'm not telling you not to vote for Jerry Sheridan.
Yes, you are.
No, because I don't know enough about him.
How much more do you need to know? He was guilty of contempt of court for not stopping Arpaio.
I'm just trying to be fair.
Oh.
What was I going to say?
You don't care who people vote for.
I don't. But I don't know why you would want to vote for anybody who was affiliated with Joe Arpaio.
Right.
That's my point.
Right. So don't vote for him.
Well, I don't know if he's running yet. He might run.
Oh, boy.
You think you vote for him?
No. I would not vote for somebody caught up in the Arpaio sweep or whatever. Are you kidding me?
Doesn't like people of color, possibly, if he's pulling over people.
Oh,
right?
Possibly?
Yeah.
He only went, he's only guilty of contempt of court for not stopping Arpaio.
It's that racially profiling thing that
Correct.
We had to go through. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're
listening to the Big Four at 4. Let me recap. Big story one. Arizona braces for a monster storm, and you know what that means.
It will be an ABC 15 weather action day.
Big story two. Would Biden beat Trump in Arizona? Max says yes.
No, he doesn't.
And in big story three, former top Arpaio aide wants to run against Penzone. Max says it's a good idea.
No.
Okay, you didn't say that
either. Not accurate.
But coming up in big story four, Senator Kyrsten Sinema. She told us how Trump's emergency declaration will have a harmful effect on Arizona. So this is Trump's border policy and, 250 miles of wall. Not good for Arizona. Sinema will tell us why in a second.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story Four.
Well, I think it's appropriate if the president wants to ask Congress to continue to appropriate additional dollars, and it's our job to consider his requests. But it is Congress's job to make these decisions about appropriating dollars.
All right, Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, her monthly exclusive interview with us earlier today. Congress does control the purse strings. That's the way it always has been.
Right.
And but here's the thing. When Congress gives Trump $1.3 billion and he wants a lot more, Trump does an end around and he says, okay, I got this national emergency now, and I'm going to find $8 to $9 or $7 billion to build my wall.
Correct.
And what Sinema was telling us is the president needs to come to ask us for the money.
Well, he did.
He did, and he didn't get what he wanted.
He's asked a number of times
What he wanted.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know why we're kind of sort of, I guess what I'm kind of confused of is, does Kyrsten Sinema like the fact that some part of the wall will be built because he only got $1.3 billion?
I know she doesn't like the fact that Trump did this end around.
Right.
Okay. But why? And we asked Sinema why. Why don't you like it? And what she told us was that it's going to hurt Arizona. Well, hold on a second. If Trump's going to build a border wall
and let's
with
say
all
none
this
of it,
money.
Let's say none of it's here. None of the wall is here, right?
Let's say that none of it is ever built here.
Right. How does it affect us?
How does it hurt Arizona? Here's what Sinema told us today. Take a listen.
There are two projects on Luke Air Force Base that could be at risk under this emergency. And these are projects that are really crucial for our F-35 program. As you guys know, we are the home for the F-35, and we're working to expand it to help create more jobs and, of course, increase national security. So the F-35 program is still growing. And right now at Luke Air Force Base, they don't have enough space to train all the pilots that we have ready to prepare to fly the F-35s. And we don't have enough space to adequately maintain the F-35s that we have and the F-35s that are continuing to come as they're produced throughout the country. So right now, Luke Air Force Base is expecting about $40 million just this year. We worked really hard as a bipartisan delegation in the House last year to make sure that we got this $40 million appropriated for Luke Air Force Base. And of course, now that $40 million is at risk. And that's really concerning because this construction has to be completed by March of 2021. And that means that they've got to get those dollars in the door now and they've got to start growing this in order for us to be ready for additional squadron of F-35 pilots. But that pot of money is now at risk because of this national emergency. So we're concerned about that.
Are you also concerned about interdiction programs on the border at the ports of entry may be affected? That's what I'm most concerned
about. That he's taking money from there?
That he's going to take money from the interdiction part and that we may not have as effective as we could at ports of entry and other places to make sure that the drugs don't come across.
Well, what you're saying is really, really important because those of us who live in border states and border communities know that making sure that you have situational and operational control of the border isn't just about building barriers. Barriers are a part of it, but you've got to have staffing and technology so that you can do the interdiction efforts. If you start removing funds from those pots of money, then you're actually reducing your ability to stop the greatest and most dangerous flow of illicit goods, which is drug trafficking through our ports of entry. And you guys know this, that the trafficking of people continues to happen largely in Arizona through more dangerous terrain. But it's the same really dangerous gangs like Sinaloa and others who are trafficking both drugs and people into the country, often taking advantage of these individuals and forcing them to act as drug mules. We absolutely cannot reduce the funding for these interdiction efforts that involve both person power and technology.
All right, Senator Kyrsten Sinema with us a little earlier today. So Trump is getting money from other programs to build his wall. And what Sinema is saying is it hurts Arizona. It might take money away from Luke Air Force Base. It could hurt the ports of entry, where a lot of times, most of the time actually, the drugs come through. But at the end of the day, I still get why the president did it.
Oh,
I do. I still get
Yikes.
It. I still get why he did it.
Okay.
I know. Because Congress has never done its job.
Well, they're not going to give him the money.
They're just not going to give him the money. And I think what Trump thinks is, you know what? Maybe next time they'll give me the money. Maybe they'll give me what I asked for, or a little closer to what I asked for the next time.
Mm.
But again,
well, let's see how this emergency declaration goes.
Well, it's going to be decided in the courts.
Because if more drugs come through and more, you know, people come through,
well, then it obviously
it's going to look
work.
Like a disaster.
Exactly.
Right.
But I still get
but
why
that 250 miles of border. Ooh, yeah, that's real.
Yeah, but I mean, even you said it last week. 50 miles, that's what they originally gave him. 50 miles, and right. If I'm the president, I'm like, this stinks. 50
yeah.
miles.
So does 250 miles, though. That stinks, too.
Better than 50.
Okay.
If I were to say, hey, Mac, do you want $250 or $50? Which one would you
When choose? I asked for over 100,000, I'd say keep your change. I don't even care.
I forbid you from saying keep your change.
Oh, boy.
That's it for the Big Four at four.
Thank God.
The Big Four at four with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.
Up next, an Arizona legislator wants to take money out of teachers' pockets and blood out of their veins, literally. Next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Drive home informed and entertained, Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, if you missed it earlier today, Senator Kyrsten Sinema stopped by the show, her monthly exclusive interview. Tomorrow, Senator Martha McSally with her monthly interview with Mac and Gatos. That's going to be at 5:15. I'm sure we're going to talk a lot about the border, the wall, the Great Wall, and President Trump's end around. It gets more money for the wall. Is McSally behind the president? Sinema, not so much. Thought that, hey, we gave him money before. Well, we gave him money for the deal, $1.3
billion, right.
And that's it. And you really shouldn't do an end around to try and find more money.
Right.
We'll see what McSally says tomorrow.
Or you should just ask Congress for more money instead of pulling this stuff. But like you pointed out, maybe he'll go back and try to ask for more money and say, you should have given me the money I wanted to begin with. Who knows?
I told you.
We don't know that yet.
I told you.
I know you put it out in the universe. Let's see if it happens.
I'm just saying. Okay. Yeah. Hey, do you know that at this time yesterday, there was actually a plan for Arizona teachers to have to give DNA?
In order to teach in Arizona, you would have to give a DNA sample.
Yeah.
And as of yesterday.
And they had to pay for it. So.
Oh, so not only would I have to swab, but then I'd have to hand over money?
$250,
I'm not teaching. Forget it.
There, something named David Livingston. He's a senator, Republican, bill sponsor.
All right.
So he's in the legislature where nothing gets done. They're the guys that said, hey, you know that immunity, legislative immunity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That bill that was going to get rid of it?
Yeah.
Let's not even get it out of committee.
No, they never right. Mm-hmm. So something named David Livingston basically said, let me put this out there. Let's get parent school volunteers. Let's get teachers. Let's get real estate agents and foster parents and force them to give up their DNA.
And also pay $250 for the pleasure.
Let's treat them like a convicted criminal in the state of Arizona.
That's exactly why I didn't like it. I'm glad you said that. You are presuming that I'm going to do something immoral, illicit, illegal, so on and so forth. I didn't like it.
No, I didn't like it either. It's ridiculous. Some of the stuff that these guys come up with, it really is the height of stupidity.
It boggles the mind.
So
now you said this was yesterday, though.
Yes. So today, something named David Livingston said, I know this is hot garbage and everyone hates me for it and I'm getting all this, you know, crap. Because,
public outcry.
Yeah, put together this bill that's hot garbage. Let me change it.
I gave him some of my DNA, but I didn't pay $250.
No?
I threw it on his front doorstep.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah,
a bunch of blood. That's awesome.
No, it wasn't blood.
All right, so basically, what happened is now he has changed his tune.
Okay, so he's changing the bill to include what?
Okay.
You need to cut off a digit or something?
No,
what?
That would be better.
That would be better?
That would probably be better. No, it's for people in the healthcare industry. So he's changed it from, you know, if you're a teacher, a real estate agent, or a foster parent, to give up your DNA.
Right.
No, let's just do it for the people who work at Hacienda. I mean, it's gone down that road.
Okay. Now, because of the news, I mean, we've seen this before with many other bills, right? Texting and driving. That became a big issue because the death of the Salt River police officer who was killed by a texter and driver, right? So Hacienda Healthcare, you're going to see bills about this. We don't need the bill.
No.
I'm sorry. We don't need the bill. They did not catch this man because, well, we don't have the technology and we didn't get it. They got a court order. They made him submit and we caught him. We don't need a bill where you have to pay because you're going to work in healthcare. That's ridiculous.
If they had the monster's DNA who raped the woman at Hacienda, if they had his DNA, would that have stopped the rape?
On file?
Yeah. Would that have stopped the rape? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This, I mean, they
would
they
it
got
be
the
a
DNA
deterrent?
A different way.
Would it be a deterrent?
Would it make no? Because you know these criminals. These,
well, yeah, yeah.
You know they don't care. They're sick.
Correct.
Man.
He could have worn a condom. He could have.
Sure.
Right. He could have. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. Right. Okay.
Absolutely. So no, it's not a deterrent. This guy was still working at Hacienda.
Yeah.
After he raped that woman.
Right.
Okay. So that's what you get with these criminals. So I just don't get these legislators. I they're just not bright. We really don't have bright legislators at the Arizona.
Well, let's hope this doesn't get out of committee. Let's hope this is like the other bill.
But I mean, you go from, hey, let's make sure we got DNA from every teacher, from every real estate agent, from every foster parent, for every parent, school volunteers. Okay, now that everybody hates me, let's just change the bill. Only if you work in healthcare.
Mm.
Because now I want to just glom on to the Hacienda healthcare thing.
Right.
This guy's just ridiculous.
Why not
man.
Change the bill again and
he
just
will.
Take it from every newborn infant from 2020 on? Mm. And that way, in about 10 years, you'll have more than enough DNA for everybody.
How about coming up with a bill that takes away your legislative immunity, your get out of jail free card?
They
how
tried that, didn't even get out of committee.
I know, but I'm just saying that would be a lot better.
Yeah.
All right. This probably won't. Pass.
Let's hope.
Okay.
Not.
Coming up next, Becky Lynn is around. She's going to give you some news. Hey, when we come back, we want to open up the phones right now. It's freezing outside, and it's only going to get colder.
Yeah.
So we want to ask you this question at 277-5827. We want you to call us if you have not turned the heat on yet this winter.
So if you're living at your home, your apartment, yep. your domicile, whatever, you have not turned on the heat.
No. For one reason or another, you won't do it. You refuse to do it. You can't do it. Tell us why. Because, I mean.
And has your marriage been affected?
That's a good point.
602-277-5827.
If you have not turned the heat on yet this winter, call us now.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos, 2 to 6 p.m. on KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, we've asked you to call us at 602-277-5827. If you have not turned on your heat, it's going to be cold the next couple of days. In fact, I know that Governor Jan Brewer, we had her on earlier today. It's Brewer time on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
She covered her pansies.
She did.
She covered her pansies at 11 o'clock last night. I covered my plants last night, too. But there are some people who haven't. No, it's not. No, it's just cold. It's not windy.
Oh, it's going to be windy and cold.
No.
This is the only cold sound effect I have.
Okay.
Anyway. I have a clip of Hillary Clinton. That's pretty cold.
Oh. Wow. Wow. Topical, too.
Anyway.
Yeah. We've asked you to call us if you have not turned on your heat.
Nobody called.
Have you turned on yours?
Oh, are you kidding? Of course.
Okay.
But nobody's calling. Why would you not put your heat on?
All right, Robert in Peoria, why would you not put your heat on?
Robert.
Because my slumlord landlord has not fixed the heater yet, and it's been forever, and we're getting ready to put a lawsuit.
Attaboy.
Or not pay the rent, or just fix it ourselves and not pay the rent.
Maybe, yeah, you could probably get some kind of deal. If there's no heat and you're freezing, yeah, you could probably get some money back.
It's an interesting situation because when you wake up in the morning, there's ice cubes sometimes.
Where? Where right are the up, ice cubes?
Right in your nose.
In the cup.
I bet.
I kid you not.
What does that mean in the
you
cup?
You mean you leave drinks out on the counter and the next morning they're frozen?
They're frozen, yes.
Oh, okay, that
wow.
cup. That cup. That's
yeah,
cup.
That's ridiculous. Jeez.
Call us if you have not turned on your heat yet. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Andy, you're in Phoenix. Why haven't you turned on your heat, Andy?
Aside from the fact that I'm super cheap, I try to enjoy the cold as long as we can here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when you say enjoy the cold, like what is the current temperature in your home and or apartment?
Well, since I don't turn, let's just say my house, I wake up in the morning, probably about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock to get going. And my thermostat says it's about 59 degrees in the house.
Oh,
wow.
Are you married?
Yes.
How does he feel about 59?
To an Eskimo?
That's the question of, he just abides by my rules, basically.
Wow.
He tries to get me to turn the heater on and I refuse.
Wow.
And you ice him out when he tries to do that, right? Is that what you're saying? You don't. Yeah.
Right. But there I'm also weird. I don't turn the air on during the summer until late at night anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
So you go both ways. Wait a minute. That sounded wrong. Wait a minute. So you don't turn on the AC in the summer and you don't turn the heat on.
Yeah. So I'm on a special plan. So during a certain hours, I don't turn the air conditioner on.
Jeez.
Well, I have a 2-story house and I usually just don't go upstairs until about 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah. It's 80 so watt up there.
Exactly.
87. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. Andy is fun to live with.
Yeah. Andy, your husband's a saint.
You're either freezing or you're sweating.
My husband is a saint. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Okay. It has to be. Good.
All right.
All right. Mike, you're in Phoenix. Why haven't you turned on the heat, Mike?
Well, I mean, it's hot enough as it is during the summer months, so why bother? Enjoy the cold. I love it.
So this is where you actually save money.
Yes, lots of money. I mean, you can't be too cheap anywhere.
All right, are you cheap in the summer, too?
I play by the rules with those peak hours, but, I mean, as soon as those peak hours are off, I'd certainly just turn down the thermostat. Like,
okay.
I mean, I can't stand the heat. I really cannot.
All right. I have a woman named Andy I'm going to introduce you to off the air. I think you two should live together. Jeez. Flora, you're in Buckeye. Why haven't you turned on your heat? What's wrong with you?
Listen to that wind. That's not even me.
My husband. So my husband runs hot, and we actually have our ceiling fan still going.
Oh.
He has a regular fan on his bedside, and to top it off, he has an industrial fan, like the kind you dry floors with, on the foot of the bed.
Get out of here.
So,
how cold are you at night?
I am freezing.
You're freezing.
And not only that, but my hair has a tendency to blow and get in my face, and it feels like, you know, there's bugs when you're sleeping. So I sleep with multiple layers on. I sleep with a headband on to make sure that my hair stays out of my face.
Jeez.
How long have you been married?
2 years, but we've been together for 8. And we've been in our house for 3 years, and we have not.
And you have no electricity? Is that what you just said?
I think we lost her.
Yeah, we did, because the electricity cut out on her generator of a phone. What kind of monster does she live with?
Listen to that wind, Matt.
Yeah,
it's cold tonight.
It's cold, not the wind.
It's the biggest winter storm of the year.
All right, John in Scottsdale, North Scottsdale. Why haven't you turned on your heat?
Just basically acclimated. You know, it's easy to do. I'm not cheap. I spare no expense in the summertime. Got the
AC. What do you keep it down? What do you crank it down to in the summer?
Let's see. Well, if my daughter has anything to do with it, it's going to be right around 65.
Oh! I knew it.
That's brutal.
I knew it.
That's a huge bill.